Namaste and welcome to Vedanta, the River of Wisdom podcast, a podcast that brings to you the ancient flowing tradition of wisdom that reveals you are pure being having a human experience. I am Swamini B, a Vedanta teacher and a Hindu monk, and your guide by the side. Let us flow, you and I, on the banks of the river of wisdom.
It is a courtroom setting. The judge sits at the front, overseeing the proceedings. You are the defendant, Jiva, 45 years old, who has felt struck by events in life and wants to hold someone responsible for how your life has unfolded. A preliminary inquiry has revealed a few witnesses and contributors to Jiva's life. Seated in the witness box, all of the contributors are witnesses to the defendant's life and are awaiting their turn to testify. These are parents, friends, CEO of the company Jiva worked in, romantic partner, society, social media. Judge. This court is now in session. Jiva alleges that he could not be the master of his life because all of you interfered with it. He says that at different stages, all of you are to be blamed for how his life shaped up. Jiva says that nothing in his life went according to plan. And so each of you, the witnesses and contributors to this person's life, will have a chance to explain your role. Let us begin with the parents. Parents, stand up. We are Jiva's parents. He was destined to be our child. From the moment he was born, we nurtured and guided him. We took care of all his needs, food, clothing, and shelter. We not only provided him bread and butter, but also jam and pastries. We put him in the best school, whatever we could afford at the time. We taught him right from wrong and instilled the right values. We wanted our child to become successful, earn good money, marry, and settle down with children. The judge asks, Jiva believes that you both were too critical in his upbringing, and there were phases where he felt neglected. He blames you because he has some self-destructive patterns. The parents reply, he would not be here if we were not together. But his life's journey is entirely his life's journey. We were critical of him so that we could inspire him to do his best. We also had critical parents, and we thought that criticizing is the most normal thing to do. We cannot be held responsible for how his life has turned out. The judge said, thank you, parents. Looking towards his friends, the judge says, Jiva alleges that he got addicted to drinking and smoking because of your influence. What do you have to say in your defense? The friends stand up and say, since childhood, we enjoy the same kind of music, made our kind of jokes, and experimented a lot with everything. We influenced his choice of college, friends, games, and even shaped Jiva's self-worth. For better or for worse, our laughter, our judgments, our acceptance, and sometimes rejection shaped the views Jiva had of himself. All of us felt the pressure to be and look cool, and so took to endless partying, smoking, and drinking. We were trying to establish our identity independent of our parents. But soon enough, we gave it up as exams loomed ahead and our parents gave us ultimatums. As time went by, our influence on Jiva's life became less. We reject the accusation that his smoking and drinking habit is because of us. Still, he's our friend and we will always be there for him. By 18, if one is considered responsible enough to vote and shape the future of the country, surely he is responsible to shape his own life, right? The judge said, okay, thank you. Looking towards the CEO where Jeeva used to work, the judge says, Jeeva claims that you always imposed the most unreasonable deadlines and he got diabetes and hypertension because of you. What do you have to say? The CEO stands up and says, Jeeva worked under my leadership for 12 years. I mentored him and invested in his learning and development. Very often he would buckle under pressure, but he grew well into his role. Through my demands, my praise, and my critiques, I shaped his professional identity, his work ethic, his very sense of purpose. Unfortunately, Jeeva, like many others, defined himself by his work identity and not much else. As a result, he would overwork all the time. What can I do if he could not have a healthy lifestyle? I'm not responsible for Jeeva neglecting his health while trying to manage work commitments. I reject the accusation that I am to be blamed for his lifestyle diseases. The judge. Okay, thank you. The judge continues, let Jeeva's partner come into the witness box now. The judge says, Jeeva alleges that you, as Jeeva's partner, control him and his life. He feels dominated upon and does not feel free to live a life on his own terms. What do you have to say in your defense? The partner. I am Jeeva's romantic partner. I met Jeeva in my 20s. Both of us were nursing heartbreak and struggling in our careers. Our close friendship slowly glided into intimacy and we decided to marry. We decided to build a life together. I became his confidant, lover, wife, healer, and best friend. Our dreams, our compromises, our conflicts, and our lifestyles have shaped Jeeva's growth. You see, I know him better than he knows himself. And so without me, he would be totally lost. So I need to give him advice and input all the time. After all, if I don't tell him, who will? How will he be cared for if I just allow him to do his own thing? After being there for him in every way, he cannot accuse me of controlling him. Now, that is too much. The judge says, okay, thank you. The judge then turns to Jeeva and says, I see that you have stated society as one of the accused. Society includes its institutions, cultural traditions, its collective norms and unwritten rules, which exert pressure on people to conform. Society also fosters a sense of belonging. However, society is too big and amorphous for a representative to be called. And so we go to the next witness, social media. The judge says, and finally, social media, please share your perspective. The social media company representative. I am a representative of X social media company. The world over, the virtual realm has become an integral part of everyone's life, shaping their perceptions, their self-image, and their connections with the world. Through my platforms, my algorithms, and my relentless ability to engage everyone, social media has impacted and made the world connected and better. We reject all accusations by Jeeva that we contributed to his lack of self-validation or did not bolster his sense of identity. We did not carry any paid promotions for him to incessantly compare his life with others, which made him miserable. The judge nods thoughtfully and says, looking at everyone, "You have all presented compelling arguments for your respective roles in shaping the life of the defendant Jiva. It is now time for me to render my decision." The contributors all sit down, awaiting the judge's verdict. The judge: "After careful consideration, I have come to the conclusion that the defendant Jiva's life has been shaped by dharma. It has been a collaborative venture, with each of you playing a vital role. We must be careful to not confuse causality with correlation. Any blame implies causality. When we say that Jiva is a certain way because his parents or friends or partner were a specific way, there is an equation of causality which is not based on reality. There are many people whose parents were critical, but they do not all turn out to be critical and self-loathing. The truth is that there are hundreds of factors which play a role in how a person's life is shaped. At best, we can say that Jiva is a certain way because his parents, friends, or partner and others contributed in some ways. Jiva processes different life experiences by how he correlates different contributing factors, including his freedom of choice, to how his life shapes up. Causality is different from correlation. Parents did their duty in laying the foundation of dharma in the form of care, support, discipline, and responsibility. Friends shaped Jiva's understanding and practice of support, reliance, and contribution. The CEO and other work colleagues co-wrote the chapter of strategic thinking, working in teams, financial discipline, and contribution to the company's outcomes. The partner co-wrote significant chapters on love, acceptance, loyalty, accommodation, and teamwork. Although society is an amorphous term for a few people one is in contact with, society does lay down norms and expectations that shape people's choices and aspirations. Social media has become an integral part of the narrative and could have influenced Jiva's sense of identity and search for validation to the extent that Jiva engages with it. While corporations hold their share of accountability in promoting social media addiction, it was more incumbent on Jiva to practice self-mastery and focus. So, to hold society and social media responsible for shaping his self-worth and preventing him from following his dream is an exaggeration on Jiva's part. There is no room for this kind of blame in a free democracy. In Jiva's life journey, his learning and free will gave him the tools and autonomy to shape his own story. From the moment the defendant was born, he was given the ability to learn. He has used his ability to acquire knowledge, develop his skills, and expand one's worldview. Through formal education, self-awareness, and the lessons of life, the process of learning has shaped Jiva's thinking and his problem-solving abilities. When Jiva needed guidance and inspiration, he reached out to his role models. Their triumphs and struggles became signposts that the Jiva followed or rebelled against. There are no grounds for Jiva to blame anyone for how his life turned out. Ultimately, it is dharma that writes and sustains the script of your life. Dharma is the eternal universal framework of principles that governs the cosmos and is the ethical foundation of the human experience. Dharma is both the karma performed by Jiva and karma phala, the results of that karma, be it the result of sowing a seed in the garden or making a spaceship or caring for a child. One does karma in alignment with dharma. The karma done by the jiva resulted in punya, invisible favorable credits, and papa, invisible unfavorable credits. Dharma is both the punya and papa that got converted into experiences of happiness and sorrow for the jiva. While the other contributors have played their roles, dharma has been the constant guiding force that Bhagavan has planted into the jiva's heart, imbuing his life with meaning, purpose, and potential. This guiding force takes the form of values such as kindness, justice, companionship, efficiency, discipline, support, and so on. All these values that the different contributors to your life have helped you cultivate. Jiva's life is the papa and punya of his own choices unfolding every day. Choices made earlier are his destiny today, and choices made today will be his destiny later. Jiva always had free will to make choices and forge his own path. Nelson Mandela and Veer Savarkar have proved to us that even when you are physically bound in prison for decades, your mind is free and can soar above the prison of limitations. While Jiva's life may have been shaped by external forces, it is his free will that granted him to do, not do, or do differently. Therefore, I decree that the defendant Jiva's life has been a collaborative effort scripted by Dharma, with each of you playing a crucial role. However, it is the voice of Dharma pervaded by Bhagavan that will determine how the rest of Jiva's life will unfold. In every situation, Dharma whispers in his ear, what is the most appropriate thing to do in a given situation, considering everyone's happiness and well-being? Please do not waste time of the Honorable Court by entertaining such superfluous petitions of blaming the world and not taking responsibility for your life. Jiva is sheepish and yet has a wide grin on his face. He has understood that the only script writer of his life can be Dharma. The contributors all nod in agreement and break into an applause.
You matter. Your life matters. What you do with your life matters. Thank you for listening. If you found this episode helpful and offering insight, I do hope you will consider sharing this with your friends, family, or on social media.
Would you like to receive an email every month that will bring to you more wisdom, more happiness, and more freedom? If the answer is yes, then our monthly newsletter Arshavidya Bharati is for you. It has articles on living our traditions, links to podcast episodes, articles and videos published elsewhere in the month, reflections about how Vedanta is changing the life of students, announcements about events and courses, profound Sanskrit sayings, and much, much more. And it's not too long. Do consider checking out this month's issue and also subscribe. The links are in the description of this episode.
The transcript of this podcast is available on discoveratma.com/category/podcast. I would love to hear from you. If you have a request or a reflection, please write to me at swaminiji@discoveratma.com. That's SWAMINIJI @discoveratma.com. As always, thank you for listening, and we meet next week.